I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Northeast Louisiana prosecutor says he's dismissing the ticket issued to a Texas teenager who apparently fell asleep at the wheel, causing a wreck that killed five members of his family. District Attorney Jerry Jones says that the 16-year-old has been punished enough and there's no need to add to his pain. Jones has dismissed the misdemeanor ticket for careless driving. State police say the sport utility vehicle veered off I-20 in Ouachita Parish near Calhoun and flipped, ejecting six of the eight occupants. Three children and two adults were pronounced dead on the scene. The eight were a blended family traveling to Disney World for a Thanksgiving vacation. Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz have crisscrossed America looking through barns and basements for dirty, rusty treasures. Well, now the pair want to bring their show, American Pickers, to Louisiana, but they're looking for help. Lum Farr, president of the Union Parish Chamber of Commerce, says that he was contacted by the company that produces the show, now in its fifth season on the History Channel. Farr says casting producer Anthony Rodriguez is looking for people with barns, warehouses, or buildings full of odd, unique, and interesting collections, but he says they're not looking for large collections of any particular item, such as doll collections. He says they're looking for people who have a great variety of items they've collected over a period of time. An informal survey by the American Farm Bureau Association shows your Thanksgiving meal will cost a little more this year. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has a look at the final tally.
The average price for a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 will cost $49.41 this year, 37 cents more than last year. Louisiana Farm Bureau Association's Avery Davidson says the biggest factor for the price increase is the reduction in production of turkeys and beef.
The supply is much smaller. The demand is still there, if not greater.
But Davidson says the cost of some products, like cranberries and dinner rolls, are down from last year. He says if you're looking to save, shop for produce outside of the grocery store.
You can sometimes get really good bargains by going to your local farmers market.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
Port of New Orleans President and CEO Gary LaGrange says Norwegian Cruise Line will keep at least one cruise ship sailing from New Orleans for the next 4 to 7 years. New Orleans City Business reported that the port and Miami-based cruise line signed a contract last week, days before the 2,300-passenger Norwegian Dawn was to arrive. It can carry 322 more passengers than the Norwegian Dawns of the line's previous New Orleans-based ship. A 3-year agreement expired on October 31st. Norwegian has home-ported cruise ships in New Orleans since 2003 for seasonal Western Caribbean cruises. Royal Caribbean International says that it will leave when its contract ends in April. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies early today, then becoming mostly sunny later this afternoon, mild conditions with a high in the low 60s, mostly clear skies tonight, the low in the mid-30s.